It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that the calendar year 2017 is coming to a close. Depending on when you listen to this, Saturday, December 30th at 9 o'clock or Sunday, December 31st at 7 o'clock, right after the news. The year has come and gone, and it's been a great year in many respects. Just want to put out, before we introduce my guest, I want to put out a big shout-out to all of my running friends. We had a couple great series. The Millennium Running Series concluded with a race at the Loudon Racetrack, and the Jingle Bell Arthritis Runs, which were in Freeport, then Portsmouth, and then last weekend in Concord. We raised over $100,000 for those three races combined for the Arthritis Foundation. The federal government applies less funds to arthritis R&D, so it's important that the Arthritis Foundation in New Hampshire thrives in order to apply money to R&D. I slip by saying diabetes because there's one statistic related to arthritis that is very interesting, and that is there are more youth in New Hampshire, approximately 2,000, that are affected by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes. And when I say that statistic, it's compelling, and people really at that point understand the importance of arthritis. There's also 300,000 adults in New Hampshire affected by arthritis. But this weekend, one of the things that we do every year is Jean Drawskis joins me, and she heads up the McCollop Shepherd Discovery Center, and Jean and I go literally back to the 90s when I was on a team that recruited her from Alaska. So, Jean, thank you for joining me this weekend leading up to New Year's. And as we season, I'll put it that way, don't you find the years just kind of flowing by?
I know. I can't believe it's been a year since the last time we talked here.
Seems like yesterday. And speaking of that, it's hard to believe that you're in the fifth year of the nonprofit operation of the Discovery Center. So let's level set the audience and remind them how you went really from state funding to a nonprofit operation and how you've made that work.
Yeah, well, it's been in some ways a quick process, in other ways gradual. We used to be a state agency. We were just a planetarium. We were part of the community technical college system. We stepped away from the college system and became an independent agency. Then we opened up a museum and then became a independent nonprofit. So we have a public-private partnership with the state of New Hampshire where they own the facility and they lease it to us on a long-term lease. And so we're a 100% independent nonprofit operation. So all of a sudden, we're in our fifth year. It's been
it's hard to believe.
A whirlwind.
Yeah, because I remember it just seemed like yesterday that when this change was taking place, and it was obviously a lot of governance, issues and so forth. So obviously, one of the ways you keep alive and well and thrive, and if people haven't been to the Discovery Center, you need to, but there's memberships and things like that. So let's just get right up front with the listening audience and tell us how the citizens in New Hampshire can help make sure that McCollop Shepherd continues to thrive by joining and things like that.
Yeah, well, first of all, we would love people to visit. We just love having people come through and explore a world of science and engineering and imagination when they step through our doors. So that's number one, come and visit. We love to have people here. The second way is to become members. Members are part of our family, and that membership that happens year after year is a big part of how we really can plan and go into the future. And then the third way that is really wonderful is when people have the means to give a donation, and the donation can be $5 to $50,000 or $500,000 if you're feeling really generous.
And that includes corporate donations. All my CEO friends out there, I tell you, the Discovery Center, then called the Kristen McCollop Planetarium, has a really warm spot for me for a couple of reasons. One, we were involved with the group that recruited you, but the second of all, when I came up in '95 and were trying to, convince myself and my family that to come up to New Hampshire, one of the things that finally sold it was visiting and going to a show at the planetarium. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think it makes a real difference to have museums of all kinds, science museums, history museums, art museums, as part of the landscape of a good, thriving community. So I think part of what makes New Hampshire great is all of the wonderful museums, nature centers. We just have a lot of really wonderful places for people to go and learn in an inspiring way. It's called free choice education because you get to choose to come, and then you get to choose how you take in all of the new knowledge.
And the other point you make there is I often talk to people that have lived in New Hampshire their whole life and they haven't been to the Discovery Center, they haven't been to the Flume, they haven't been to the Capitol Center of the Arts. We had Delta Dental was a sponsor of a great symphony jazz orchestra a couple weekends ago in the Capitol Center of the Arts, and I chatted with a lot of people. It's kind of, we were the sponsor, so I had some extra time there, and for many people it was the first time at the Capitol Center of the Arts. So the whole point is that theater, science and technology, the outdoors that we have, there's nothing like New Hampshire. And sometimes, though, the native New Hampshireites don't take advantage of that, because I know you've had already this year probably close to 45,000 visitors, and there's definitely a proportion of those of people out of state, correct?
Yes, but I'd say about 75% of our visitors are from New Hampshire, or they're visiting people in New Hampshire who brought them there.
Exactly. Yeah. I know I brought my family up a couple years ago. They were absolutely amazed. But my plea, I guess, is Jeannie gave you three ways to help support the Discovery Center: become a member, come and visit, or donation. And coming and visit is an easy thing to do because you just park right there, come in, right?
Yes.
And it's all good. What's the website if someone wants to become a member?
Starhop.com. So just enter in starhop.com. And then you can go to, there's tabs right up at the top for membership or for donations.
Now, when I was chair of the State Board of Ed, one of the things that we embarked on, I was on the board for like 10 years, was real world learning, getting out there. And I know that while there's still some challenges in terms of, bus transportation and things like that, that you've had an increase in the number of schools and classrooms, coming to the Discovery Center. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really exciting because when we started hearing all the news about all the problems that New Hampshire schools were having scheduling buses, we got really worried for our fall field trips. But what's happened this year is we have had a tremendous uptick in our field trip visitation. It's 52% over last year. So we're just thrilled by that.
And that's because of the way you've really been sort of generous with your flexibility, right? So if a school has a challenge and they can only go, Wednesdays at 10:45, you somehow make that, your team is very flexible, correct?
Yes, we have a new team. Part of what we've been able to do because of the generosity of our donors and members and folks who come to visit is we've been able to increase our staffing somewhat. So we now have a wonderful team of people, and they're really working to make sure that kids that come through the door have the best education possible. So if that means that we have a discovery experience that lasts 2 hours, or if it lasts 45 minutes, we make it happen. Whatever the schools need from us, we are ready to do.
So before the commercial break, I know you want to give out a couple of shout-outs to Jane and Lewis to help to keep the public informed, as well as the great services team at the State of New Hampshire. So why don't you do that?
Yeah, well, one of the things in our public-private partnership that happens is the state is somewhat of a landlord, and so we've got a pretty extensive HVAC system, and the folks at the General Services Department have been wonderful at keeping our HVAC system running really well. And then we've got a great security team from the state that helps us out and keeps us and our visitors safe. And NHTI, Concord's Community College, their security team also backs up the state folks. So they've been really wonderful. And then Jaime Simoes at Lewis Carnot Inc. has been just great in helping us inform the public, so much so that the weekend that the Star Wars movies opened and we did a special Star Wars exhibit, we were covered in the Kansas City Star. That's how far the publicity went.
Starhop went stars to Kansas City Star. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, I think they did a great job promoting the eclipse in August, correct?
Oh, my goodness. We were just lucky that we have a limit of 1,300 people we can allow in the building per fire code. And we had 1,268 people in the building and another 300 outside for the eclipse. It was record-breaking. It was the most people we've had since the first weekend we opened when Delta Dental sponsored the free opening weekend back in 2009. So that was the most people we've ever had. But this eclipse brought out 1,500 people.
You do make your facility open for rentals, corporate events. You know, Delta's had some events, their birthdays, weddings, et cetera. Tell us about that and who they contact.
Yeah, we are a 7-day-week operation. We have overnight rentals, and we have afternoon, morning, evening rentals. So our new visitor services manager, Beth Pappas, who is one of the people that has really made the public feel very, very welcome. She is the person to get in touch with for a rental. We are the happening place for bar mitzvahs in New Hampshire. We do weddings. We've had funeral services, political campaign kickoffs. We had 4 presidential candidates come and have their town halls at the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. So we have small meetings. We have a room that accommodates 12, or people can rent a room, or they can rent the entire facility.
Definitely, I've heard this. Definitely a hot spot for the bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. That's awesome. And it was a great hot spot for a Raffio family reunion a couple summers ago.
Cool.
So that's awesome. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. On this weekend of December 30th and 31st, it's hard to believe that calendar year 2017 has come and gone. Again, great shout out to all my running friends for participating in the Jingle Bell Runs for Arthritis, Millennium Running Series, as well as the Capital Race Series. But this weekend with me is Gene Goralskis, who is the Executive Director, CEO of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. So, Gene, let's start with getting the website information and encouraging people to come and visit. You can give the hours, become a member, or make a donation. Let's start with that.
Okay, well, our website is www.starhop.com. starhop.com. And you can go along the top and find out more about who we are, who our board is, what events and exhibits we have coming up and planetarium shows. Or you can go to the member tab and become a member, or to the donate tab and make a donation.
So I would encourage every citizen who hasn't visited, please visit. And if you want to become a member, please do. And all my corporate CEO friends, to become a sponsor would be awesome. So tell us, I know you have a great officers of your board of directors. Tell us a little bit about those folks, and then we'll get into your strategic planning.
All right. Well, our chair, Paul Burkett, agreed to go another round.
He did? All right.
Yeah.
A little arm twisting there.
Yeah. Beg, smile, whatever. So he is an attorney with Rathjong Pignatelli, an attorney and shareholder, and he also was a nuclear submarine officer.
Incredible. Yeah.
So he brings an incredible discipline to the board. Our vice chair is Bruce Andrews, and he's a retired aerospace executive. He was living in Connecticut, and he recently moved to Maine, so he's a lot closer to us now. And Tom McAllister is a retired banking and software executive. And our secretary is Steve Lundquist, who is the senior program manager at Elbit Systems of America, formerly known as Colesman. And 3 out of the 4 officers live in Bow, so we've got a bit of a Bow contingent.
It's perfect. You can just go to dinner at your house and have a little mini staff meeting or executive committee meeting. And of course, you also have some really great committee chairs. And it's interesting because a lot of them have the, you know, obviously connection to aerospace, but you have Walt Haverstein, and why don't you go from there?
Yeah, Walt Haverstein is the former CEO of Sanders, and then it became BAE Systems under his leadership, and then he went on to work at SAIC, and he is now a retired former CEO of aerospace companies. And he is so wonderful to work with. He's chair of our Nominating and Governance Committee. And Steve Davis is chair of the mission committee. He's the chief scientist at Physical Sciences, Inc., which is just over the border in Massachusetts. Tom McAllister is, as treasurer, he's the chair of our finance committee. And then Bruce Andrews has stepped up to chair our development committee.
And as you know, and as I know, being on so many not-for-profit boards, no money, no mission, so Bruce's role is really important. And I'm assuming that was also part of the strategic planning process. So I know you met for several months. So tell us about the strategic plan for 2018 and 2022 and how that was developed.
Well, we realized that after we're wrapping up our fifth year as a nonprofit, the second half of our first decade, we wanted to be really intentional. We wanted to make sure that what we are doing is mission-driven and that we really meet the needs of the community. So New Hampshire Charitable Foundation stepped up to award us a grant for strategic planning. And at the same time, the New Hampshire Center for Nonprofits started a sustainability institute, and we were able to become part of the first cohort. So the Sustainability Institute informed our strategic planning work. We had a kickoff at the Governor's Mansion, the Bridges House, where we had a board retreat.
Did a lot of fundraising for the Bridges House, so there you go.
Thank you. It was lovely. And I guess we'd call it more of a board advance. We just had a wonderful kickoff for our strategic planning. And then we had a smaller group of four board members and three staff members who spent 7 months with a consultant named Mary Lou Cranbeer working on creating a strategic plan for 2018 to 2022.
How does the Discovery Center continue to differentiate itself? So I'm sure that was part of the process.
Yes, very much so, because space is humanity's destination. As you know, recently we've decided as a nation to go to the moon and then on to Mars. So the generation of young people that are coming through the Discovery Center are the people who are going to be headed to Mars. I will hopefully be able to watch, but I'm not young enough to be one of the astronauts that sets foot on Mars.
You could.
Yeah. So we're trying to approach that in lots of different ways. And what we do is we inspire kids to learn all they can so they can learn about Mars when they're looking on their computer. But then when they come to the Discovery Center, they can build models of Mars. Learn if they take our homeschool workshops about what NASA missions are doing right now on Mars and what missions are lining up. And then we bring astronauts at our annual aerospace festival who can talk about the plans for both NASA's drive to go to Mars, some of the private sector initiatives to go to Mars, and some of the international efforts to explore the surface to figure out where are the best places to land and perhaps build a future colony.
Wow. All right. So in our remaining time, let's talk about the special exhibits that you have planned for 2018, as well as the new planetarium shows.
All right. Well, we've got some really exciting exhibits coming up. The first one, we're going to open on January 5 on Friday night.
Coming right up?
Yep. January 5, True or False. It's an exhibition on the scientific method. So we're bringing it in from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada, and it's bilingual. It's in English and French, so it'll be great for kids and families who want to know more about science and engineering, but also for people who want to just practice their French if they've gotten a little rusty since high school and want to do some reading and speaking. So
that in itself was worth it. I took French from 7th grade through 2 years in Harvard, and I like to brush that up. That's great.
Yeah, and
that begins on January 5th?
It begins January 5th, and we'll have it through April 29th. So that means, during the time of year where we're not on vacation, we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the general public from 10:30 to 4. But during the vacation weeks, like the week we just wrapped up, December 26th through 31, we're open 7 days. And then 2 weeks in February, 2 weeks in April, we'll be open 7 days. So these will be great times for people to bring their families to see this exhibition. And if they're members, they get in free.
Super. And thanks for clarifying the hours. So let's also talk about another exhibition, the Math Moves, putting the math back into STEM.
Yeah, because math is one of the places where people find a stumbling block. Math is really fun. It's very much a part of human consciousness. You need it for everything from, you know, music to driving, every part of life. But people are intimidated by math, and they forget how much fun it was when they were 4 years old and learning to count apples. Or learning to count on their fingers to say how old they were. So we're going to try to bring that love back with this really exciting exhibit that we're renting from the Science Museum of Minnesota. And it is also bilingual. It's going to be in English and Spanish. So it'll be all the ways that you use math in your daily life, the practical applications of it. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a full body experience with, you know, weighing people, and you don't have to if you don't want to.
You don't have to reveal, though, right?
Yeah, you don't need to reveal the answers. Or how you use it in skateboarding and snowboarding.
Cool.
And,
well, that's the thing. I mean, first of all, I love the way you said Minnesota. You actually said it like you were from Minnesota, number one. But number two, one of my goals when I was at the state board was to eliminate from moms and dads' vocabulary that, I was never good at math. Don't worry about it. You can't. I mean, math, you have to know. It's you know, it's the language of business. Everything is data now, and I'm glad to see that you're also making it fun, because, of course, it takes the intimidation factor out, which, you know, we all need. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So tell us about, we don't have a lot of time, but tell us about the three new planetarium shows, beginning with The Wildest Weather.
Well, in February, we're going to to kick off February vacation, we're going to open up The Wildest Weather in the Solar System. And that's going to be a really fun show. It's our very first National Geographic Planetarium show that we've rented. That's been a goal of mine for years, so we're finally at that point, thanks to our generous donors. And
great. And so we'll learn about lightning on Jupiter and the high winds on Neptune. And, of course, I think we've heard about the dust storms on Mars, but tell us if there's something called the poison clouds on Venus. I never heard that.
Yeah, well, sulfuric acid. Don't be breathing that.
That's true.
And the same with on Titan. The atmosphere there is very similar to what Earth was before we had enough oxygen for creatures to breathe.
Good. And then Mars opens up on May 5th?
Yeah, that's going to be our Aerospace Festival, and it just happens to be the anniversary of Alan Shepard's first flight. He took to the skies on May 5, 1961, so all these many years later. On May 5, we'll have our Aerospace Festival, and for that, we'll open up a show on Mars to get kids more excited about going to visit.
I love it. And then in 30 seconds, tell us about The Distant Reaches of the Universe, the third show.
In the fall, we're going to be opening up a planetarium show that shows all the wonders of space. There are so many things out in our universe that are really interesting, crazy stars, huge stars, teensy stars, black holes, stellar nurseries where stars are born and die. There's so much wonder in the universe, and it's very dangerous and wild too. So we're going to learn about that in the fall.
All right, Jeannie, you've spiked my interest as usual. I meant everybody, starhop.com. There's some great shows and exhibits coming up. We're blessed in New Hampshire to have Jeannie's leadership at the Discovery Center and to have this gem right here in Concord. Thank you, Jeannie, and have a great New Year's.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, and Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners.
Thank
our
you.
Listeners.
Again, starhop.com. Tom Raffio returns next weekend in 2018 with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.